different, but my dream is still the same. Every day I wake up saying, let's go win the game.
Happy Earth Day Week, podcast listeners! I'm Carol.
And I'm Allison.
This episode this week, we'll be talking about everything sleep-related.
First up, we have a segment with Stella, Owen, and Owen about sleepwalking.
We love the earth. It is our home.
Hi, I'm Owen.
Hi, I'm Owen.
And I'm Stella.
And today we'll be talking about how sleepwalking works and some of our own experiences sleepwalking.
I'll start. So it was about 11 p.m. and I walked into our living room and I started yelling at my dog about how I needed to visit the ocean. Then my mom found me yelling at him and said no one needs to visit the ocean, that I should go back to bed. And I told her that she should go visit the ocean and I slammed my door. And then I went back to sleep. What about you, Owen?
So it was about 1 a.m. and I walked into the hallway outside my room, walked downstairs, turned on the TV and started watching Friends. I woke up in the morning lying on the couch and Friends playing on the TV. I thought I was late for school, but I forgot it was just a weekend.
Wow, some of those were pretty funny. Now, we're going to talk about how sleepwalking works. Sleepwalking involves a disconnect between brain functions, where the brain is less active, but the body can still move.
Sleepwalking occurs when a person is in a deep stage of sleep and gets partially awoken in a way that triggers movement.
Thanks for listening to our segment of Bulldog Podcasts. Bye.
Bye. We love the earth. It is our home.
Those were some crazy responses.
I know, right? Have you ever sleepwalked, Carol?
No. How about you?
No, I have not.
Next up, we have more hallway interviews with Eric asking about camping.
Hello, everyone. It's Eric here. Today, I've interviewed some people in the hallway. Questions I've asked were, where'd you go camping? Where'd you sleep? And what made it fun? So here's some hallway interviews.
What was your favorite overnight camping trip that you went on?
I went on this one with my neighbors, and we went up to Wisconsin, and it was pretty fun.
Nice. Where did you sleep?
On the ground in a sleeping bag.
Nice. Were you in a tent at all?
Nope.
What was your favorite overnight camping trip?
My favorite overnight camping trip was on Lopez Island, which is an island out in the Puget Sound. And the cool thing about this is there are no natural predators, so the island is full of bunnies. And I woke up in the middle of the night, opened up the tent, and there were probably like 50 bunnies all around my tent. It was cool and also really scary.
Who did you go with?
I went with my sister and brother-in-law and their dog.
Nice. Sounds like a fun trip. Thank you. What was your favorite part about your camping trip?
Staying up really late. Also, there was like this fun swing there that we went on all the time.
That's nice. Who did you go with?
I went with Quinn and Emily and Alice.
Nice. Where did you sleep?
In a cabin.
In a cabin.
And my dad was on the bottom bunk, and he would always snore.
All right, thank you to everyone who participated in the hallway reviews. It seems like all of our camping trips were a marvelous time to go sleeping. Personally, I've gone camping in Door County a couple of times, and I think it's great to sleep outdoors, and it's nice and cold. All right, and I hand it off to the hosts. See y'all next time. Bye.
Wow. Have you ever been camping, Carol?
Yeah, I have. At camp, it was so much fun.
Me too. I went at camp.
What camp was it?
Camp Tecumseh. How about you?
Can't same.
Next up, we have more hallway interviews, this time with Lauren and Sadie, asking how many hours of sleep people are getting at night.
How many hours of sleep do you usually get a night?
In the weeknight, I probably get about 5 hours of sleep.
I would say 6 or 7 hours a night.
Usually 6 or 7.
Thanks. Mr. Yana, how many hours of sleep do you get a night?
Between 4 and 6.
7.5 hours.
Thank you. How many hours of sleep do you get a night?
Probably around 27.
Those are some crazy responses. How many hours a night do you get, Allison?
Usually like 8. How about you?
I usually get like 9.
Next, we have Charlie, Max, and Danny talking about sleepovers.
Hi there. Today we're going to be talking about the topic sleepovers.
There are lots of fun things about sleepovers, including staying up late, hanging out with friends and or family, watching movies, eating dinner, and so much more.
So today we will be covering all these topics. Max, what's your favorite thing to do at a sleepover?
Mine is to stay up late.
What about you, Danny?
Mine is to play video games with friends, specifically Smash Bros.
Charlie, what about you?
Mine's probably playing sports or like playing hide and go seek or like Ghost in the Graveyard. What's one thing you would want to try for your next sleepover?
Go outside in the at like 3 a.m. and go run around.
Okay.
Charlie, what about you?
Mine would probably be bake cookies. How about you, Danny?
Mine would probably be dumping a bucket of water on your friends. Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed.
Those were some fun things to do at sleepovers. Have you ever had a sleepover?
Yeah, I've had a lot. They're so fun. What about you?
Yes, I had one at my friend's house, and they made me sleep on the floor.
That's pretty funny.
Next up, we have Hannah and Charlotte talking about different ways to fall asleep.
I'm Hannah,
and I'm Charlotte. Today we'll be talking about ways to fall asleep faster.
I love to sleep.
I do too. Some ways to fall asleep faster are...
have a good and constant sleep routine.
For example, always go to bed at 10 p.m.
You can also...
relax and try meditation before sleep.
You can count sheep and control breathing.
And...
trying mindfulness strategies.
You can set some goals for the next day, or if you're religious, you can pray.
Another helpful thing to do is...
create the right environment for sleeping.
You can cover your windows to stop light from coming inside. I know that really helps me.
Well, we hope you can consider these strategies tonight.
Sleep well.
Bye.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Try them next time I can't sleep.
Me too. Finally, we have Kit talking about some bizarre dreams.
Hi, I'm Claire.
And I'm Kit.
And today, we will be talking about some of your guys' weirdest dreams.
At a forum asking what some of your craziest dreams were. Here are the responses.
My dream last night was I went into this person's house and later I found out that person was a vampire, and later when I was running away from the vampire, it started eating kids.
That's a crazy dream, all right. Okay.
Let's see what's next. I had a dream where I was in Antarctica, but I suddenly stumbled across a bar in the middle of Antarctica, but the bartender was a dog. Then when I ordered a drink, Antarctica blew up and I woke up.
Wowzers! That's crazy, man! I have a recurring dream about going down a zip line and then ending up at a higher place in a desert with an oasis on one part.
I've never heard of a dream like that, but that's interesting.
It's recurring? Wow. I met Taylor Swift, but then she died.
That's a lot of people would be upset about that.
That's crazy, man! Aw, man, shucks.
Our personal favorite so far was from Mr. Letty, and it said, Mr. Yana was chasing me.
Whoa! That's crazy! How cool! Wowzers! Those were some crazy dreams.
Anyways, bye for now.
That was really intriguing. Have you ever had a weird dream?
Yes, I've had some pretty weird ones. How about you?
Yeah, I have too.
Also, I noticed the new JoJo song hasn't been getting many listens on Spotify.
That is not good.
Go listen to Karma by JoJo Siwa so you don't get bad karma.
DRBAM! We can do it.